95.3 The Bull with a Stampede Spinback.
Craig Morgan's International Harvester. They're going to be out in the field soon, no doubt, listening in to 95.3 The Bull. Thanks to all the farmers getting ready to do some planting. It's spring, y'all.
Listen, every week I got a couple of days where I have to go to DeKalb to work for some NIU broadcasts, and the fields are already scattered with, well, scat. It's a very specific aroma traveling to DeKalb right now.
Yeah, they're working already, getting everything primed and ready to roll. So
obviously it's Lenting season, and that means tomorrow you're looking for your local fish fries because you can't have meat on Fridays.
Mostly if you're a Catholic, if you practice Catholic.
Well, the Archbishop of New Orleans has put out a list of things that he says are okay to eat during Lenting season.
All right, okay.
Number one on that list, alligators. He said they are considered a part of the fish family and are okay to eat.
Well, I don't know if an alligator would agree with that, but okay.
Well, an alligator won't, but that doesn't matter. It's you and me that matters here, my friend. Also, he says that on the list of things you can eat during Lenting season, snakes, turtles,
nope.
Tortoises,
nope.
Fish.
Nope.
Fish?
I like baked fish.
But still fish.
Yeah.
He also says beavers, muskrats, and more snakes are okay to eat during Lent because they live both on land and water, opposed to just on land. So those are all things you can eat tomorrow.
Well, we're going to be driving around the streets of the state line looking for roadkill now, I guess.